It was only a little while after that the sophomores brought their girlfriends and their girlfriends' friends over to teach us to dance. Much later, one of the guys taught me how to drive his car. They worked very hard to get us intellectual characters to socialize and be more relaxed, and vice versa. It was a good balancing out. I had some difficulty understanding what exactly it meant to be social. Soon after these social guys had taught me how to meet girls, I saw a nice waitress in a restaurant where I was eating by myself one day. With great effort, I finally got up enough nerve to ask her to be my date at the next fraternity dance, and she said yes. Back at the fraternity, when we were talking about the dates for the next dance, I told the guys I didn't need a date this time. I had found one on my own. I was very proud of myself. When the upperclassmen found out my date was a waitress, they were horrified. They told me that was not possible. They would get me a proper date. They made me feel as though I had strayed, that I was amiss. They decided to take over the situation. They went to the restaurant, found the waitress, talked her out of it, and got me another girl. They were trying to educate their wayward son, so to speak. But they were wrong, I think. I was only a freshman then, and I didn't have enough confidence yet to stop them from breaking my date. When I became a pledge, they had various ways of hazing. One of the things they did was to take us blindfolded far out into the countryside in the dead of winter and leave us by a frozen lake about 100 feet apart. We were in the middle of absolutely nowhere, no houses, no nothing, and we were supposed to find our way back to the fraternity. We were a little bit scared because we were young and we didn't say much, except for one guy whose name was Maurice Meyer. You couldn't stop him from joking around, making dumb puns, and having this happy-go-lucky attitude of, "Ha-ha, there's nothing to worry about, isn't this fun?" We were getting mad at Maurice. He was always walking a little bit behind and laughing at the whole situation, while the rest of us didn't know how we were ever going to get out of this. We came to an intersection not far from the lake. There were still no houses or anything, and the rest of us were discussing whether we should go this way or that way, when Maurice caught up to us and said, "Go this way." "What the hell do you know, Maurice?" we said, frustrated. "You're always making these jokes. Why should we go this way?" "Simple. Look at the telephone lines. Where there's more wires, it's going toward the central station." This guy, who looked like he wasn't paying attention to anything, had come up with a terrific idea. We walked straight into town without making an error.